بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وبارك على اشرف الانبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا، اما بعد، الحمد لله. In one of the previous sittings, I believe it was Saturday, we discussed some of the tara'ik of shaitan, some of the paths of the shaitan that he embarks upon to lead people astray. We mentioned it يعني, in general. There's a day, inshallah, which we want to read for some of the speech of Ibn Qayyim, rahimahullah, in relation to these paths that the shaitan takes. And Ibn Qayyim mentions in Bada'a al-Fawa'id that there's Ajlas, the city Ajlas, لا يزال ابن آدم حتى ينال منه واحد منها وأكثر. And there's six types of means that the shaitan seeks to lead someone astray. And he doesn't seek except for one of these six, or more than one. He says, the shar al-awwal, the first of them, is shar al-kufr wa shirk. Wa ma'anat Allah wa rasul. So the first evil that kind of a person may fall into, by the way, the shaitan, is the evil of shirk wal kufr. As well as enmity towards Allah and His Messenger. And so if Ibn Adam falls into this, فَاسْتَرَاحَ الشَّيْطَانِ بِتَعْبِهِ, the shaitan relaxes in the form of relaxation. For he's achieved the ultimate goal in leading the person astray. There is nothing more that the shaitan could call the person, or worse the shaitan could call the person to, except for shirk billah, associated partners with Allah, which renders the person in the hellfire for eternity. And there's nothing worse it could call them to except for kufr billah, or having opposition and enmity towards Allah and His Messenger. And so, what comes after that is that the individual, if he's upon the shirk, he becomes from the du'at of Iblis, from the callers to Iblis, from the nawab, and from those that are deputized in the place of Iblis, calling the people to the hellfire. As these are the people that have fallen to that first affair. Then he mentions the marjbat al-thaniya min al-shar wa ya bid'ah wa ya ahabba ilayhi min al-fusuq. And the second thing that Ibn Qayyim mentions is bid'ah, innovation. And the bid'ah, innovation, is more beloved to the shaitan than fusuq, yani sinful, wrongful acts, wal ma'asi, disobedience. لِأَنَّ دَرَرُهَا في نفس الدين وهو ضرر متعد وهي ذنب لا يتاب منه ويبخالف لدعوة الرسل. And so when it comes to the affair of the person falling into bid'ah, then this is opposition, a person opposing the way of the rusul, opposing the way of the messengers, and in addition to that, then this is the sin, لا يتاب منه, the person doesn't make tawbah from it. Why? Because يراها يعني حسنة, يراها حسنة, he regards his bid'ah to be something good. Whilst when you have the fusuq, the person falls into fisk, يعرف, he knows that he's falling into evil. And it may eventually lead him to Tawbah. But with the bid'ah, the person remains upon this affair of disobedience. And he calls from amongst his people. And again, he calls the people to that dalal, to that misguidance. The third matter mentioned, Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah, in al-kabair, على اختلاف أنواعها فهو أشد حرصا أن يوقعه فيها. And so the third is in relation to the major sins, and these major sins that occur in different ways and how they appear in different manners. And the shaitan is steadfast and strives to lead the people astray and fall into these major sins. And so, a person may be alim, may have knowledge of that major sin, however he still falls into it. The shaitan still encourages him to fall into it. Then you have the fourth affair, which is sagha'ir, the minor sins. However, these minor sins, إِذَا اجْتَمَعَتْ فَرَبَّمَا أَهْلَكَتْ صَاحِبُهَا. When it comes to these minor sins, if they are governed, the person falls into many minor sins, one after the other, then perhaps that this is the means of the person's destruction. Could no doubt the person is well aware of the major sins. So he may be harif, steadfast, staying away from the major sins. However, he allows the minor sins to accumulate one after the other, one after the other. And those are the minor sins that contribute to his destruction. So no doubt the person, he needs to be steadfast when it comes to the major sins and the minor sins. And well aware of both of them, and well aware of the harm that comes by way of them. Thereafter, he mentions the al-khamis, al-ishghalu bil mubahat allati la thawab fiha wa la iqab. And the fifth means that the shaitan busies the individual with the mubahat, and that which is permissible, meaning permissible, and there's no thawab, there's no reward for it. Likewise, wala iqab, there's no punishment for the person doing these things. However, the shaitan busies him away from the thawab, the reward. So he's busy and he immerses himself in the affair of the that which is mubah. How many times do you hear people say this? They'll say that, no, but it's permissible, so I'm doing it. However, we should be from those individuals that are seeking to be in the ahsan al-hal or ahsan al-hay'a, in the best position possible, to do the best things that we possibly could do. As some ulama, they mentioned, in the time of the companions and the salaf al-salih, they would ask, what actions can I do? What more actions can I do? What are the actions I can do to draw nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Whilst now we're in a time where the people ask, what can I get out of? Do I have to do it? Is it obligatory? Is it permissible for me just to do this? Rather, we should strive to be from those that do the righteous actions, as many of the righteous actions as possible, and not busy ourselves with actions that eventually, do not benefit us in the Akhirah. Now, the fact that they do not harm us in the Akhirah is one thing. However, the fact that it does not benefit us, it does not bring about reward for us in the Akhirah likewise, is enough for us to leave it off. And the sixth thing mentioned, finally, is the shaytan yushkhiluhu bil amal al-mafdool, that the shaitan will busy the individual with the actions which are mafdool, yani the actions where no doubt the action itself may carry benefit, but there's a greater action you can do at that particular time. So the person, he's deceived due to the fact that he's doing a righteous action. However, there are better actions you can do at that time. Sheikh and the Sheikh Abdullah Bukhari, Hafidhullah, he gave the example of the individual that is in the masjid between the adhan and the iqama. Now, and he begins to read Quran. So I know that recitation of Quran, fiha fadl, yani tilawa, fiha fadl, wa khayr. However, that is not the best legislative action for him to do at that time. Rather, the best legislative action would be what, ikhwah? Al-du'a. Now, and so, with this we understand, barakallahu feekum, that these are the six ways of the madakhil, wa tara'iq, and the paths that the shayateen seek to lead the people astray. And Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, knows best. With that tafi, we have the qadr. كذلك بارك الله فيكم وجزاكم الله خيرا وصلى الله وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.